You know, if we've got a special edition of the Down and Nerdy podcast, it's for a good reason, and it's this guy right here, John Constantine himself, Matt Ryan. How's it going, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, James.
Now, Matt, I love the first season of the live-action series like many fans, and I was devastated when it got canceled. So now, it would have been really easy for you to kind of move on to something else at that point. Now, what motivated you to want to stick with Constantine so much?
Oh, well, he's a fantastic character. I had so much fun playing the character on the live action show. But I had actually thought that the character was done and dusted, or I was done and dusted with the character, and I had moved on. I was doing a play on Broadway, and that was it until they pulled me back into the Arrowverse. And since then, it's just been one thing after another, and the character has not been laid to bed yet. And hopefully, it'll be around for a long, long time.
The new animated series City of Demons, which is going to be on CW Seed, is being written by J.M. DeMatteis, who has also written Justice League Dark comics and Phantom Stranger and a few others. So how nice was it to work with a writer that was so familiar with John Constantine? And would you actually like to see characters from Justice League Dark make some appearances?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I really loved the script. It's actually adapted from the graphic novel All His Engines, which I had read when I was preparing for the Constantine live action show. So the actual script was fantastic. I thought that the way that he wrote John was great. And sometimes with this writing, you know, it just brings you straight back into the character straight away, the cadences, the way that he's written. And that was a great thing. Also, to answer the second part of your question, there's so many great characters in Justice League Dark, in that whole universe, that would be wonderful to explore the interactions that John can have with him. And that was one of the great things about doing the Justice League Dark animation, was getting to explore characters such as Zatanna and Batman and John's relationship to them, albeit in animation form.
Now, you mentioned All His Engines. I want to go back to that for a second, because, of course, Chaz is a really, really big part of that story, actually, for anybody that hasn't read it. And, of course, he was a big part of the live-action series as well. Can you kind of describe the relationship between John and Chaz? Because I feel like it's not as obvious as it might seem.
Yeah, so Chaz is John's longest-standing friend. You know, he's somebody who's stuck by John through thick and thin. And obviously, people who come into John's life normally end up in a pretty bad way. But Chaz is one of those guys who's been there the whole time. When we meet them in the story, they become estranged, but they team up so that Chaz and John can go and save Chaz's daughter, Trish, from the demons that are after her.
Now, you did the Justice League Dark animated film for Warner Brothers as well, and now you're taking the story again to animation for CWC. Now, do you feel like this allows you more kind of freedom to tell the story and not have to worry about a huge effects budget, or really not have to hold as much back as you would on, like, network television?
You know, there's some great things you can do in animation that you can't do in the live action, probably physically for me as well, you know. So that's great that we can really explore those things within this medium and within this context. And it was really fun to watch and see the things that they can do, which I couldn't do as well. So I think it's going to be really exciting for the fans to see, you know, this story, this relationship between John and Chaz and how that develops. And we delve into that world, and it should be a really fun series.
Talking to Matt Ryan, of course, plays John Constantine on Constantine City of Demons, which is the animated series that will be out on CW Seed on March the 21st. Now, Matt, I've really enjoyed seeing John interact with the other characters on live action in DC's Legends of Tomorrow, especially in the episode where he meets them for the first time. Now, of course, Constantine and Sarah Lance go back even further than that. So do you feel like that kind of led them to have such great chemistry, or was it something else?
Yeah, I think, you know, when John saved Sarah's soul in Arrow, that's what kind of, that's the connection. That's how they are brought together in Legends. And I think there's a great dynamic between those two characters. They both lost tortured souls, but also people who get the job done when they need to as well. And the interesting thing is how we explore going further the dynamics between John and the rest of the Legends. And I'm sure there's going to be some interesting things that happen along the way.
Now, of course, there is a ton of villains that you could draw from Justice League Dark and the Hellblazer comics. And during your research, were there any that stuck out and said, man, I really hope I get to work with this particular villain at some point?
Oh, there's so many. There's so many from the Hellblazer comics, from the New 52, and from the Hellblazer Rebirth as well, and also from the whole DC universe. One of the characters that I love, my favorite storyline arc from the Hellblazer comics, is Dangerous Habits.
Oh,
where
yes.
John interacts. Yeah, that's my favorite one, and he interacts with Lucifer, you know, and I think that that's a really interesting dynamic there, and but there's so many that could be explored, man. Yeah, I would say Lucifer, probably.
Now, I want to touch on that for a second, actually, because someone recently asked showrunner Joe Henderson for Lucifer if we'd see Constantine on Lucifer at some point. Now, I know there's no plans for that, but how great would it be to be able to work with Tom Ellis and the cast of that show as John Constantine?
Hey, that would be really good fun, you know. From what I've learned of playing this character over the last 4 years, is never say never, you know. But yeah, as I said, there's so many fantastic characters to explore with John in terms of their relationship, and Lucifer will be one. And Tom Ellis does a fantastic job at playing Lucifer, and that could be a fun thing.
Now, Matt, I actually have a shirt from the John Constantine live action show that has his business card on it. From the original series. Yeah, they sold it for like a short amount of time. I just happened to grab one because I loved the series. Now, I have to ask, because it's one of my favorite parts of the series, actually. Did John finally get new cards made, and what do they say now?
You'll have to tune into Legends of Tomorrow to figure that one out, I think.
Ooh, nice, nice. So, is there anything else that you'd like to do? I mean, I know you've been in Arrow. Now you've been in Legends of Tomorrow. How do you think John would fit in on one of the big DC crossover events that they do on TV like they just had this past season?
You know, the most amazing thing about this character is he's a working-class street magician. He's a normal guy, but he also has such a knowledge of the arcane. But you could drop him in any one of those universes, and he holds his own. And he'll also bring a ton of trouble with him as well, you know? So that's what I love about the character, is the fact that he could fit in and drop into any of those worlds and hold his own against any of the characters as well.
Matt, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you one more thing. What do you think is the biggest misconception about John Constantine?
I didn't know there were any. Are there? name some.
Do you think he gets a bad rap sometimes?
Yeah, you know. I mean, look, John. At the end of the day, is trying to do the best for humanity. He might sacrifice some people along the way, but you know, at the end of the day, he is doing it for the greater good. You know, and he's got a very broad lens then in terms of what he's doing and what he's doing it for. So I probably think it's a misconception that people think that he's a selfish guy. I mean, he is a little bit selfish, let's be honest. But
he's doing
it for the greater good. So he's doing it for the greater good.
Absolutely. Please watch Constantine, City of Demons, the animated series, which is going to be on CWC. It's starting Saturday, March 24th. We don't have to wait that much longer. And you can also see Matt on DC's Legends of Tomorrow. The finale, of course, going to be coming up on April the 9th, which airs Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the CW. It's John Constantine himself. Matt Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening, and thanks for talking.